it helped a little. Yeah. It didn't totally unclog it, but...
Yeah. I mean, I don't know how bad it is, but he might have to do it for a while, but it works.
Actually, it didn't fully unclog it, but it actually did help. That's crazy.
Yep.
Thanks, John.
Yeah, you got to do it a few more times, and then sometimes it shifts to the other ear, and then you got to do that, because like you said, it's the equilibrium, and everything's connected.
Yeah. You don't think there's some sort of organism in his ear, do you?
No, and I think that guy that said the woman pulled a bug out of his ear is telling the tall tale, but it's okay. I think, yes, a bug could crawl in your ear, but I don't think that's what Gio's got.
Well, thanks, John. I appreciate that. Yeah. I know I was concerned.
A lot of people are concerned about this problem you have.
Yeah, I know. But I knew it was an issue when I was, like, walking to the bathroom, like, leaning. I was like, this is not good. All right, we do have to take a break here.
Okay.
You got a lot of... I'm just going to write these things down. I don't think we need to take any more calls on it. We will get to the Mel Kiper mock draft coming up next.
It's the Boomer and Geo podcast from WFAN.
This is a very serious matter, guys. This is not a laughing matter. I've got a clogged ear here. Bet you guys are having fun with this. Getting me all freaked out. It's Boomer and Geo coming to you live.
Well, you're the one who said you were freaked out.
Yeah, I did. Boomer and Geo coming to you live for the Built Forward Tough studio. Well, you know what really changed my mental state this morning was when C-Mac told me he was stuck. His ear was stuck, clogged for 6 months. And he said he was driving him crazy. He was like, he tried everything. And I was like, well, did you go to a doctor? He goes, no. I said, well, what did you go to? 6 months, you got a clogged ear?
Al, did you try John's girl in Flushing?
I did not.
Oh, okay. When are you going to try that?
You want her on the air or in the studio?
See if she's available.
Okay. Dial her right
up. I mean, like our man's got a problem here.
I hear, yeah.
And John said that she could take care of it.
Good suggestions here.
Love to have her come in, take care of Gio's ear on the air, and see what the hell she could pull out of this thing. You never know what's in there.
Yeah, I'm scared now. What is in there? That'd be totally gross. It'd be a good moment for TV if there was an ant caught in wax. Be great for CBS Sports Network.
Yes.
All right, so you love Mel Kiper. This is the only reason I'm bringing this up.
Okay.
I'm not a mock draft guy, because I think a lot of the times they're just doing this to get people to talk about it, which is maybe what Mel's doing now. I don't know, but I feel like Mel's a stand-up guy, and Mel's not going to throw crap out there he doesn't believe in, right?
Right, and these are all guys who do this for a living, most of the guys, and they have to create content. You have to be able to discuss these players, and look, he's been doing this for, 30 years, 40 years now, whatever it is?
Right. It's
40 years.
I mean, and he loved you, and that's why you love him.
And he loves him some draft stuff. He loves breaking down the draft stuff. And a lot of time he's right, I would imagine. I wonder what his overall success rate is in the first round.
Yeah, I know a lot of these guys don't do well with it. It's a very hard thing to predict. I think the top of the draft people do well with, and then as you get like past 10, it's just very, very hard. All right, so he's got something very interesting.
Okay.
So he's got Abdul Carter going number one of the Titans.
What'd I tell you?
What did I tell you?
That guy's a player, man.
Player.
Yes.
All right. Number two. Cleveland Browns, Cam Ward. That's not too much of a surprise if Abdul Carter's going first.
That would not surprise me at all, because Cleveland's got to reset at quarterback, and you know, I don't know what they're going to do. They're not going to. I can't imagine they're going to start that kid.
But yeah.
If they do, then they'll just have another bad year. But they need to trade Myles Garrett. Is what they need to do.
Yeah, and they probably will. I'll probably end up getting that done. All right, number three, New York Giants,
Shedeur Sanders.
No. And this is where things get interesting. So I'm assuming that he believes...
Travis Hunter?
Bingo. I was going to say, I'm assuming he believes that Matthew Stafford could be coming to the Giants. And he goes, let's start with the quarterback question, since I'm sure Giants fans would raise their eyebrows at seeing New York pass on Sanders. There's mixed feelings on him around the league, and he isn't seen as a surefire top five pick. The front office and coaching staff have to win right now. Mm-hmm. Like we've been saying, what did I tell you?
Yep, you're right. You're 100%
and banking on their futures on the class's QB2 might not get it done. I'm not ready to close the door on the Giants bypassing this lackluster QB class in favor of a veteran option.
Lackluster QB class with the second pick overall being one of those QBs.
Well, going to the Cleveland Browns, who always make a mistake at that position. Right?
Yes.
So not
that's true. Okay.
All right. So Travis Hunter, he's got going to the Giants. He's got the much ballyhooed offensive lineman, the tackle Will Campbell at LSU, going to the Patriots.
Makes a lot of sense.
Yep. He's got Mason Graham, the defensive tackle out of Michigan, going to the Jaguars at 6. He's got Ashton Jeanty, the running back of Boise State, going number 6 to the Raiders.
So what are the Raiders doing at quarterback?
He says Justin Fields.
Justin Fields to the Raiders.
He says either Justin Fields or Russell Wilson is what he said.
To reunite with Pete Carroll, I don't think so.
All right, so he's got the Giants passing on Shador and the Raiders passing on Shador. But at number 7, the New York Jets, in Mel Kiper's world, do not pass on Shador Sanders. He's got the Jets at 7, taking Shador Sanders. In your mind, is any of this possible?
Yeah.
That Shador would drop all the way to 7?
Yeah, I do.
Huh.
I told you, I don't think either one of these guys is worth a top 10 pick. I mean, but unless you're reaching for something and you feel like you need something. You know,
right.
and maybe one of them, you know, is Cam Ward. You know, again, Cam Ward's more like Jaden Daniels than Shador Sanders is.
Right. Now, you do know that, like, what happens in these drafts, we see it every year, that, like, these guys get more and more and more hype around them as the draft comes, and then these GMs fall in love with the idea
of
having...
Don't you feel like the hype is going the other way for Shador?
Right now, it'll get, I think, even greater as the draft happens. Here's the issue I have with this mock draft is Matthew Stafford, one of three things is going to happen with Matthew Stafford, right? He's going to go to the Rams. He's going to stay with the Rams. He may go to the Giants. He may go to the Raiders. I don't think there's another team right now that's heavily involved in that.
No,
I don't think so. I don't think they have $50 million a year for him. I just don't see that happening. I think they're more going to take, you know, they'd be in the Aaron Rodgers type of deal with him and, you know, paying $1.5 million, whatever it may be. So one of those three things is going to happen. If he stays in L.A., that means that they're, you know, is Sam Darnold going to go to the Raiders? Is Sam Darnold going to go to the Giants?
Sam Darnold going to go to the Titans?
I don't know. So I think
Does Sam Darnold stay with Minnesota?
Yeah, I don't think so. I think you're going to see Daniel Jones and J.J. McCarthy be there. They're two quarterbacks that see some playing time this year. But, and hopefully Sam gets some money. But, so I can't see in that scenario how both the Giants and the Raiders pass on Shador to the fact that they, you know, that the Jets will have him at 7. I can't see that happening. I can't.
What's happening with Kirk Cousins?
Oh, I don't know.
Now, their GM came out yesterday.
The Falcons GM?
Yeah, and he came out and he said, well, we'll just keep Kirk Cousins as a backup quarterback. And there was also some hot water between the GM and Kirk Cousins, because Kirk Cousins obviously was hurt last year,
mm-hmm.
and it was evident because his statistics just dropped off the face of the earth, and supposedly he hurt his elbow and shoulder on his throwing arm. And they did have him on the injured list for one week, and then they took him off the injured list for the last, I guess, bunch of weeks. But then that's when Michael Penix took over. And in some way, you could intimate that the general manager was basically saying that Kirk Cousins was a liar, because Kirk Cousins went on the air and basically said, look, I was dealing with injuries the rest of the season, and I could never get my arm back.
Yeah.
And I'm paraphrasing that, by the way.
Yeah, I mean, this is tough for Kirk Cousins. He's done nothing but be a great teammate and a leader and just done everything the right way. And it's not like he's out there making waves like Aaron Rodgers makes waves. And he signs this big contract. He thinks he's going to be the starting quarterback for a number of years. He's coming off an Achilles. He gets hurt during the season, just bang, he's done, and now he's got this contentious relationship with the Falcons.
You know, I want to say, like, his cap hit is, like, I want to say, like, close to $40 million this year.
Yeah. Well, whew, this is what's happening these days. These teams are saying, screw it, I'll take the cap hit. The Broncos did with Russell Wilson.
Yeah, but will they get rid of him, or will they do what the GM said? We want to keep him as our backup.
for that much money. It's
that's a pretty expensive backup.
Yeah.
But then again, no team is going to trade for him and accept his contract.
Yeah.
They're looking to do what, you know, Pittsburgh did with Russell Wilson. Just like what they're trying to do with Aaron Rodgers.
Yeah. And those are the deals that GMs love, where, hey, I could get this really experienced guy for $1.2 million because some other franchise is paying him an insane amount of money.
That's a David Stearns way of looking at starting pitching.
It certainly is. Although, a couple big injuries. How about this Scott Efros, by the way? So this poor bastard. He's coming off of Tommy John surgery. He also had a microdiscectomy of the lumbar spine in December of 23. So he has this microdiscectomy, whatever that is. Doesn't sound good. Then he has Tommy John. So he goes out after these two big rehabs. First pitch, pulls his hamstring.
Well, it's not like he hasn't been pitching in training camp.
It was his first pitch.
Was it in a game?
It was in a game, question.
Right? It wasn't in practice. We talk about practice? You talk about a game?
Either way, it's crazy. It is.
I thought it was in a game.
If it's in a game or it's in a practice, it's just insane that you would deal with that. I've worked my way all the way back. And now here I am, pulling my hamstring.
That sucks.
It sucks. All right, just quickly here, we'll go to Scott in Middle Village. What's going on, Scott?
Hey, how you doing, Gio? How you doing, Boomer?
All right, Scotty, what's happening?
Good. I just want to... Boomer's all wrong with the worm and the bugs and all this other stuff. I had the same thing about a month ago. Me and my buddy, I'm a firefighter. I was getting rehab of my shoulder that I operated on. And I was doing some exercise on the side, whatever I was doing. I got up and I started walking to the right, just like you were, Gio. Mm. And I walked into a lady on an exercise bike. And I said, oh, I'm sorry about that. I couldn't walk straight.
Yeah.
So the physical therapist who was there said to me, his name is John, Eagles fan, by the way. He had me on a table, and he has to adjust the crystals that are in your ear. He had me on a table, had me lay back with my head off the table. I had to put my head into my armpit and look at his nose, which is kind of weird. And then he adjusted me to the other side. And within 2 days, I was back to normal. So
that crystals?
It was a physical therapist. There's crystals in your ear, yeah. So if you look it up, Google it, and you'll see this crystals in your ear that has to be readjusted that I had no idea about. Because I thought I was having a stroke, to tell you the truth. I couldn't believe it. I could not walk straight.
So if you're telling me that, if I stuck my head in Boomer's armpit and looked up into his nose, that might help?
You got to stick it into your armpit.
Oh.
Look at Boomer's nose. He's got to stand behind you with his crotch over your head and look.
All right,
look up at his nose.
This. All right.
Yeah, but look it up first. There's exercises you can do that these physical therapists. I'm telling you, it works great.
All right. His crotch is over my head. All right.
You got to lay flat down.
Oh, I got to lay down? Oh, yeah, I'm not going to be able to do this. I can't do that because then we won't be able to talk into the microphones, I don't think.
Okay. Yeah, you have to lay down on a table with your head off.
Or something.
Yeah.
You got to lay off the table, your head off the table while you're laying down. You got to put your nose into your armpit and look, and while looking at Boomer's nose or his crotch, one or the other, and it seemed to work. And I thought it was my left ear, but it was really my right ear. The PT said it's usually the right ear that does this.
That's not going to happen. You're going to be looking at my junk.
Well, not like I haven't seen it before in those softball pants.
Right.
Some of those tight pants that you wear out at these outings.
Yeah, Anthony in Connecticut. Anthony, what's happening?
Hey, what's going on, guys? First time caller.
Yeah, what's up?
I just had something similar to that, and they found fluid in the ear where they had to stick a tube in there and drained it out, and it actually sits in there for about a year, they told me.
It was in there for a year?
It's still in there.
You know what? Our audience is disgusting.
Wait a second, that's not nice.
John in St. James, what's happening?
I got a unique combo of a solution for G and a question for Boomer about hockey. But Gio, a couple weeks ago, one of my daughters brought home or ordered something on Amazon. There is a device that hooks up to your phone, has a camera on it. You look on your phone, you're looking at this device that goes into your ear canal, and you can see exactly what's going on there. It's got a little scooper on the end. You can poke and prod around there, and you could self-correct yourself and rip out whatever the heck's in there. you know, yourself. You can probably have it at your house today by the time you get home if you order it now.
Now, I feel
easy solution for you.
Yeah, thanks, John. And go ahead and ask the hockey question to Boomer before I ask Al some.
Okay, quick. Boomer, I've played hockey my whole life. I actually play with a couple guys that you play with. Since when last night in Islander Ranger games do offensive players allow to park themselves in front of the net? I'm an Islanders fan, obviously, and sit there and set screens. You know, when I play, when I've played my whole life, you move that guy out of the way. You move the screen. They let Rempe and these other big guys stand in front of, you know, Sorokin and creating screens left and right. I mean, what is that all about? When did that become a thing?
Well, I'll tell you one thing. From a Rangers perspective, we loved it. I mean, I don't know what to tell you about the Islanders. I can only tell you about, you know, it was nice to see the third and fourth line for the Rangers actually do something last night and play really good. That Johnny Brzezinski played great last night, and Brendan Hoffman got a chance to play last night with these guys. Yeah, I think he got a point last night, but Rempe got that nice tip, and he was in between Casey Cizikas and Sorokin. So that's what you're supposed to do if you're a big guy like that.
Yes. Al, you bought a similar thing with the camera in your ear, right?
I did. Tom Izzo here talked me into it, and I said, yes, I also would like to clean out my ears with a camera. That seems awesome. And talked about it, I think, on a podcast that my mother happened to listen to, and she called me begging me not to stick that in my ear. Says very dangerous to put things in your ear. And I listened to her. I said, you know what? This is going back.
Yeah.
So, yeah, didn't do it.
That's what they say. Like, you know, like you jam like a Q-tip in there too far, could rupture the eardrum. You know, things like that.
You know what? Let me just, I have a number two pencil. Oh, no. Stick that in your ear.
No.
And we'll put the eraser end in first.
No. We're not doing that.
By the way, I did reach out to Coco.
Yes.
Unfortunately, she does not speak English.
Oh.
So she did answer. She was not understanding what I was saying. And I said, all right, I'll I don't know why I said I'll try back. Like Eddie said, what do you expect to change?
I said try back when she learns English.
Well, what do you think? What language was she speaking?
I am not sure. The man who goes to her said she was Asian.
Yeah. So it could China. Be Korean, it could be Chinese, could be Japanese, yeah. Could be anything.
I speak neither of those.
None
of those.
Can you put it into Google Translate?
I guess I could if I knew the language.
Yeah, you can't even get that far, because if you're saying, what language are you speaking, she doesn't understand that. You have no idea. You got no clue. No, I mean, Eddie might be able to detect it, right? Like, you're a dialect guy?
Like, yeah, I could probably detect Mandarin from Cantonese or Fukinese, but...
Fukinese.
Let me hear a little bit more of her. Yes, Coco, this is Eddie Scazzeri, WFAN. I'm trying to detect your dialect.
And it also could be Taiwanese.
Let me...
Because he mentioned Taiwan.
Mm.
Oh, he did. Okay.
Oh, yes, that's Fukanese. Mm-hmm, Fukanese. Al, you can put into Google Translate the Fukanese.
And then Eddie would have his... His dialect,
he would start talking to her like that.
Exactly.
Which I don't want to do, because it's probably not going to sound great.
It's the Boomer and Geo podcast from WFAN.
Hi, Boomer and Geo on the Fan and CBS Sports Network. Hey, Jerry, remember yesterday you played Ohio's Tate?
Yes.
Audio?
Yeah.
He was very appreciative of that. I don't know if you saw on X, but he tagged us in it, and he said, look, we're going global and the whole thing. And he loved the fact that he was mentioned. Now, apparently he didn't complete the whole challenge, because I just saw a picture of him on a treadmill doing 11 miles.
Yeah, I don't know how you would have completed that.
But he was happy that the Boomer and Geo program,
how about that,
with Jerry Recco, was talking about his food challenge.
Yes.
How about that?
I found it intriguing.
It was. I'm into it.
Disgusting, but intriguing.
As many things are.
Since he's on the treadmill, he obviously did not complete the task.
He did not. 11 miles on the treadmill.
So that was either a combination of the wings, the order of fries, or the sodas that they had to do.
Could not finish 11 of those items.
I mean, just, could you drink, what was the soda? It was 11 or 12 cans of soda per guy, because it was 2.4 gallons they had to drink.
That's probably the thing that gets you more than anything.
I think
is that liquid.
Yeah.
Filling up on that liquid.
Although, 9 orders of french fries?
That's my good. God.
Have you guys ever tried a sourdough pizza?
No.
I haven't.
I mean, I love sourdough bread, but I never tried sourdough pizza.
I tried it the other day. It was unbelievable how good it was. but I could not believe how heavy the package was.
Oh.
Like the box that the pizza came in, and it's relatively small, but it weighed a ton.
Mm. Where'd you get it from?
Sourdough Pizza here, down here.
Oh, that's the thing we sold. Okay. Creative.
Interesting.
Yeah. It's down here?
Yeah.
Down here.
I think it's, let me see. Gotta find it. Gotta find it for you.
I do have, while he's finding it, a terrifying story for Al.
Oh, okay. I thought you were going to say for me because of my ear.
No, no. Well, no. What is one of Al's greatest fears in life?
Oh, my God. Having a baby?
Yes. But no. Teens, right?
Oh, yeah, yeah. Of course.
Okay,
teens.
He's terrified of teens. Story out of Los Angeles. Guy driving down a block. I didn't read the entire story, but it's essentially a, as he likes to call it, a pack of teens. Mm. Between the ages of 16 and 18,
ooh,
beat the crap out of a guy driving down a street in Los Angeles.
Why did the guy get out of the car?
I don't know the answer to that. Again, I only got to the first two paragraphs when I had to come in here, but the headline grabbed me, and I thought of him immediately.
Oh, yeah. Pack of teens beating up a guy.
That sounds awful.
Yeah. Not good at all. This is L.A.?
It was Los Angeles.
Yeah. Watch out, Al. These teens are everywhere now. They'll just rip you right out of your car.
Apparently so.
Well, you got to lock your car no matter where you go. Always lock your car.
Well, but remember, was it the Harlem River Drive maybe 7, 8, 10 years ago? Remember the guy with his wife and his kid in the back seat got surrounded by the motorcycles?
Motorcycles, yeah.
And tried to do everything he could, and they surrounded him.
But that was different. There was something going on there, like a road rage incident.
Yeah.
I don't know. Maybe this was a road rage incident. I'm not sure.
I don't know.
Sourdough Squares Pizza.
Okay. Nice.
And it was good, heavy, man. But it was heavy.
Big old heavy box.
Mm. Is sourdough bread heavier than regular dough? I don't know.
Well, in this case, it was.
Well, but it could have been the cheese, too. Was it loaded with cheese
and sausage? I mean, it was...
Sausage?
It was unbelievable, actually. That's how good it was.
Mm. All right. Get some up here today.
They're not open until later on.
Well, they'll open for you.
No, they won't.
I think they might.
I don't know if I could eat. I could only eat two slices, and they were small.
Okay. Got time for another one of those bone broth fasts now.
Maybe.
All right, Jerry, what's going on?
All right, so I'll just give you a couple of things here football-wise. Darren Mougie and Aaron Glenn meeting the media at the Combine in Indianapolis on Tuesday. Here is Glenn. Hey, let's go. Let's get this thing started already.
I'm excited for the forward thinking of this group and what we're going to do as a team. So we're here to win now, and we're looking forward to it.
That's it. Win now. No Aaron Rodgers. So does that mean Tyrod Taylor's your starter?
Well, we can't say that. We haven't had free agency. We haven't had the draft. Listen, Tyrod's a good player. We know that. I think he's won almost 50% of his games. So he's a guy that's been around his league for a long time. So to answer that question, it's hard to, because the draft and free agency haven't came yet.
That's an odd thing to throw out there. I think he won almost 50% of his games.
Which is not a great number.
Right. I'm sure the season tickets are flying now. That sales office, the kid, you don't have enough phones.
I think they feel like they have a safe choice in-house just in case to fall back on for a short period of time. And then they got to find themselves the future quarterback.
It is funny you say that, though, because that was at the podium. I just started rolling on Aaron Glenn with the Jets media guys. You know, they do that for the website. So he sat down with them for 10 minutes, and scrolling underneath it is, hey, for season tickets, call this number. Hey, well, he almost won 50% of his games.
Almost.
Here is one more. Everyone is going to have to win their job going forward.
We're going to bring in competition at every position. It's not just the quarterback position. They can be D-tackle, DB, linebacker, doesn't matter. The nature of this game is competing. And we're going to do that at every position.
All right, well, we shall see. Meantime, for the Giants, we heard from Joe Shane. So what do you plan to do picking number 3 overall?
We have an idea of, you know, 3 to 5 players, 6 players, 7, whatever it may be, and move back scenarios. You can do that. We'll also look at, you know, moving up if that's a possibility. So it's exciting time for, you know, a year for us and, you know, a chance to make some change on the roster. And so we'll look at all different, you know, scenarios.
It's got to be cool to be a coach, like, in the off season. Everything starts fresh. Everything's new.
Well, I think it depends who you are. I mean, if you're Brian Daboll and Joe Shane, you're like, this could be it.
But yes, 100%. But at least right now as they sit, they don't have the weight of the world on their shoulders as they do when the season begins.
That's true. That is true.
Talked a lot about Matthew Stafford. I'm not stupid. I know he wasn't going to answer, but he was asked about the rumors about them being interested.
You have to ask the Rams that. You know, ask that you can get that from the Rams and let them talk about that. He's under contract with them, so that'd be a question for the Rams.
All right, so let's get to Stafford for a minute. I found Sean McVay sat down with Ryan Fitzpatrick and Andrew Whitworth on their podcast. Very lengthy. I'll give you a couple because he doesn't stop talking. First things first, McVay makes it very clear how much they like the guy.
When we talk about competitive greatness, being your best when your best is required, this guy's played in 7 playoff games for us. He's 5-2. The 2 games that we lost against Detroit and Philadelphia this past year in the divisional round, this guy gave us every chance from within the framework of what he could control for that record to be 7-0, and then what happens thereafter. And I think that says a lot about him.
All right, so fair enough.
I mean, the guy's the greatest quarterback in the history of the world. I mean, there's really nothing wrong with him except that his wife is a huge pain in the ass. That's really the thing. Everybody hates her. I guess except him. He likes her, but everybody else hates her.
He says, none of this is easy.
There's layers to it. And as you try to put together the puzzle for your football team, you have to be able to say, hey, how do we continuously build? How do we support him? How do we make sure that he's getting, you know, what is his worth relative to those things?
He kind of said over a couple of different times, they want him back, but then he also kept talking about they're trying to think about the future as well. And so that's where, and then he said they were honest with him. You want to go see what you're worth? Go ahead. There's no secrets. Just do what you got
to
do.
All right. So let's say he goes to the Giants. Giants said, we'll give you 3 years, $45 million a year, and we'll give you $100 million guaranteed. Then he goes back to the Rams and says, well, the Giants want to give me $45 million a year with $100 million guaranteed. Are you going to match that? So the Giants are doing the bidding for them or doing the negotiating for them.
One of the things he also noted, McVay, was that they don't want to do this year to year.
Yeah, they don't want to do one-year deals. Right. They don't want to get stuck in the situation next year.
They want to know what his plans are.
Yeah, so, well, I mean, if he's going to go back and want a new contract, he's got to commit at least 3 years to whoever he's going to.
Yeah, I mean, I think what his plan is his plan is to get $50 million a year for the next 3 years in this offseason.
Yeah, that's if I could get that at that age, I would have gotten it too.
Yeah, damn right.
I know we don't have a lot of time, so I'll just give you, let me give you 17 seconds for the booms.
Here's Johnny Brzezinski with a shot. He scores! Did Rempe deflect it in front?
I think so.
Yeah, the big man was there. It's 5-1 Rangers.
It sure was. That was Sam Rosen on MSG. That capped the scoring as the Blue Shirts beat the Isles on the road. Johnny Brzezinski scored twice. You had that goal from Matt Rempe. JT Miller, I know, got banged up, but he scored as well. And Igor Shesterkin made 36
saves. Well, Keandre Miller got banged up.
I thought Miller went out too, was a little nicked up too.
Did he? I didn't see that part of it. Maybe that was towards the end of the game. I'd already turned it off because it looked like a preseason game in the third period.
Well, when it's 5-1, you can certainly understand that. Tonight you've got the Devils playing in Colorado. Also of note today, Yankees Cardinals at 1, Mets Marlins at 1:10. The Knicks are back in action. They take on a slumping 76ers team. Paul George did not have good things to say about the 76ers and their mentality. I'll get to that next hour. They've lost 8
straight. Who is he? This guy. He showed up there. He's hurt. He's flaunting his wife or girlfriend's
I saw that.
Boobies all over Instagram.
That team needs a psychotherapist, man.
Yeah, they need him. Understood. Oof. And you thought with Nick Nurse it might be a little different, but it has not gone well. But I'll play that audio next hour. The Nets take on the Thunder tonight, and that big game in Los Angeles last night. The Lakers beat the Mavericks 107-99. Luka Doncic had a triple-double against Dallas. He was asked if he saw the old GM in Dallas. What's his name? I'm forgetting his name.
Nico Harrison.
Nico Harrison, right. Yeah. He said, did not see him, yet there's video that shows him doing push-ups right in front of him. So, kind of funny, but he did have a triple-double last night in the win.
It's the Boomer and Geo podcast from WFAN.
All right, Boomer and Geo on the Fan and CBS Sports Network. I appreciate everybody's suggestions and trying to get my ear unclogged, but one thing that people keep saying is, oh, go to these urgent cares, and you'll be in and out in a couple of minutes. They'll flush your ear out, do whatever they have to do. You go into an urgent care in February with it clogged ear, you're coming out with neurovirus, flu A, flu B, COVID. You know, you get these people that go in there, they're just hacking like crazy, and you're sitting in the waiting room, and then you're worse off. Oh, I got my ear clogged, but now I've got the flu for a week. Do you feel that way, or is that an irrational take?
I feel. I would think that's a rational take at this moment, right now. Yes,
in February,
because we're in the middle of cold and flu season.
Yes,
of course.
The middle, smack dab in the middle of the thing.
Yes,
and somehow, knock on wood, so far this is not touching the money.
All right,
so far we have contained neurovirus in the home.
Okay,
contained it as Gina had it. No one else to this point has it. So I feel like we've been able to do that. So if we can get through that, I mean, that's a major win. I don't want to be bringing flu A, flu B, flu C.
Yeah, but you got an ear issue.
I do have an ear issue. But I can't go. I'll go to maybe a ENT. Well, sick people go there, too.
Yeah.
I mean, let me just go to this Fukanese woman. Just stop there. Hey, is Coco here? I mean, if she doesn't speak any English, how did that guy from Bayside, Mike in Bayside, even communicate? He's got her number. What does he do? Does he use the Mandarin keyboard on his?
Or he calls up the salon,
yeah,
and says, "I'd like to book Coco." And then maybe the person at the salon actually speaks English.
Maybe, I don't know.
Well, I know one thing, Jason in Forest Hills. What do you got, brother?
How you doing, fellas? Good morning.
All What's right. up, man?
I just wanted to clarify what the firefighter was talking about before. That's for people with a very common type of vertigo. It's called a benign paroxysmal positional vertigo. It might not be your case because you sound like it's more of a clogged ear thing. This is an inner ear issue where crystals that normally sit there and kind of give you information about your balance, they get loose and they float around, and the technique is called an Epley maneuver. But you need a PT or a doctor, someone who knows the technique, or a nurse to do it for you. I just don't want you to stick your face in any random crotches or armpit.
It wouldn't be random. It would be my armpit. It would be Boomer's crotch. It wouldn't be random. But if I don't have to stick my head in your crotch, I'm not going to do it.
So it's your left ear, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, I don't. I'm just trying to think. Maybe I could just grab your head and shake it.
I don't know,
what
man.
Do you think?
You are really strong.
I'll be.
You could try, but just don't. Right. Don't.
I'm not gonna
give me another issue. You know what I'm saying?
Just take that earpiece out.
All right.
This one. Take this earpiece.
Okay. So I'll take the left. Hold. Wait. Look at the other one. What am I doing now?
And just turn your head sideways.
Okay. Ow! Do you hear that crack? Ow! This is ow.
Come on, stop. That's not that.
Yes,
bad.
It does. Did you hear that crack? That I feel like they.
One more time.
Oh, all right. That's enough.
That looked awful, by the way.
That's enough now. You're smacking me. There's no reason to smack me.
That looked terrible.
Yeah, I know it looked terrible. It felt terrible, too.
But maybe I straightened your neck out a little bit.
I don't think so, man. I don't know. It didn't help the ear. Did you hear the crack?
I felt the crack, yeah.
The first one, you really cracked me. I mean, you had some pent-up frustration there with me with those things. That's what I felt. I felt this is the...
Oh, you're smiling.
Look at this. Look.
Oh!
It doesn't look good. Look at this.
I'm getting abused.
HR! My co-host is abusing me.
Yeah, well, no, I asked you to do it, so...
Okay. Millie in Rockland County. What's going on, Millie?
Hi, good morning, Boomer and Gio.
Hello, Millie.
Hi, Millie. What's happening?
So, I am an audiologist. I listen to your show every morning. So, when I heard Gio talking about his ear and all these people calling in, I was like, I gotta call in today.
Okay, so what do you got for me?
So, everyone's kind of going down a rabbit hole. It could be all of these different things going on with your ear, but more than likely, it's just a change in the pressure from it going from cold to so warm over the last couple of days.
That makes sense.
So you probably just have a little bit of congestion that kind of went to one of the ears, but I would recommend seeing an ENT like Boomer had said, but you want to make sure that you can get a hearing test done there as well.
Okay, a hearing test.
So, you know, he was out playing golf yesterday, so he was outside the whole day.
Okay, definitely sounds like it's related to the seasonal change, but if not, there could be a sudden change in hearing, and if that is the case, you want to make sure you see an ENT and get treated. They'll probably give you steroids.
Yeah, that's not good. Sudden change in hearing for a guy who's on radio is not a good thing.
No, definitely not. So go to the ENT, get a hearing test. He'll probably tell you to do some Flonase, but just in case. That way you're covered.
Well, thanks, Millie. I appreciate that. I mean, that was the most calming and rational solution that we had. You know, she's saying everybody's going down to rabbit holes. I mean, you've got worms in my ears. You are snapping my neck. You're trying to send me to Flushing to get...
No, I tried to bring Coco here. I wasn't going to send you to Flushing. I was trying to get her here. I was going to send her an Uber.
Yeah.
And she can come here, and then she could do her magic on your ear.
Go to Jason in Lodi. What's going on, Jason?
Gio, send Boomer into the men's room, grab two plungers, one over each ear, problem solved.
There you go.
Hey, you know what? To be serious, if there were a clean, never used plunger, I would try that, to have you stick it on my ear and see if you could suck something out of it. The problem is, you know, the plungers that are around here.
Oh,
definitely
forget that. No way. Yeah,
definitely been used, which is just horrible. Just thinking about that.
Ugh.
They probably came from Astoria, too. They definitely packed the plungers up from Astoria.
We could probably send Izzo out to get one of the, you know, a couple of smaller plungers at the local hardware store.
You think that would work?
Yeah. Like,
I'll try anything.
They have, like, little, like, sink-size plungers.
Okay.
Which would be, like, the size of your ear.
Right. Right out of there.
Just, like, just pull it on each side of my head.
Yes. Be amazing.
That may work.